I'm Matthias. I work at PingCap. We are doing a distributed SQL database called TidyB. It's MySQL compatible, so for the clients it just looks the same. And I do have a short talk about online schema changes at scale in TidyB. Compared to MySQL, a distributed database is slightly different. MySQL does a metadata lock, so it basically needs to stop the world. No transaction can go through the metadata lock, just to change the metadata. That means that it's a short lock when you do any kind of DDL. But it also means that when you're doing replication, these metadata locks actually stops replication a bit. So if it's not an instant DDL, you would start getting replication delay when the DDL goes through. So a distributed database is, of course, different. From the client perspective, you should just see a normal database. You should just expect that it to be transactional. It should be ACID compliant, query with your normal SQL queries. For the user, you shouldn't see any changes. But of course, underneath, it's distributed on multiple nodes, etc. So if you take add index as an example of a DDL, we can't do the synchronous stop the world scenario with as an MDL example in MySQL. So that's something that we need to solve. During that, we do need to copy and create all the index entries for creating a new index while normal traffic comes in. So in the beginning, MySQL did more or less stop the full table and copied everything over, and then it released it again. Nowadays, they are much better on the online and only keeping the metadata lock. But that's something we need to do better in a distributed database. So the proposed solution is to version the schema. So every change you're doing to a schema or a table, you do that as a specific version. You need to allow sessions to use either the most up-to-date version, to the current version of the schema, or a previous version. So then you can do transitions in between these states or versions. And we need to guarantee that the states between the previous version and the current version are compatible. So that basically means we need to create some kind of states from the before or the start states to the public state where it's usable. And I think it's easiest to go backwards to actually see what kind of states are needed. So here the VN, it's the current version, and we start by the public, it's the end state, everyone sees the index, so selects goes there, insert updates, everything goes there. The previous version, we can actually remove the selects, but it still needs to do all the updates, inserts and deletes there. And as you see, regardless if you're... So the time here can be a bit confusing. So the transactions are, of course, using the real-time, current time, but it might see a different version of the schema because we can't require all transactions to constantly check for the new schema and stop the world for that. Let's then move and say we are in this write-only state. Before state for that, then of course we cannot do selects. Do we need to do inserts before to make them compatible? Well, we don't actually serve the reads, so we do not need to do the insert in this state. Backfill will handle it. And then, of course, comes the question, how would backfill handle it? So for backfill to handle this correctly, we actually need to have another state between public and the write-only state. And as you see, state-wise for transactions, it doesn't really change anything, but it gives time for doing this backfilling. Because when we enter the write reorganization state, then we know that the state before, it's the write only. So all changes will be double write. That means that updates can be a bit tricky because we say we're not doing insert, but how do we handle updates? So we need to go a bit deeper to see how that's handled. In the